Hey, if there's a god or any driving force, divine force in the universe, or a Christmas miracle, because you know this about me because you're the love of my life. I love Christmas. Yeah, if there's any, anything out there, you're listening to me right now. And that makes me happy. So, how are you? You, the love of my life. How are you? Really? Are you okay? Have you been drinking enough water? Have you been eating well? Have you been sleeping well? Where are you? What are you doing? It's funny. The question, who are you, just kind of settled there on the tip of my tongue. And it didn't want to come out because I know who you are. You're you. The love of my life. And I do have a question that requires an answer. Where the fuck are you, asshole? Mean, not to be rude or anything, but what the fuck, dude? Where are you? Actually, I guess the better question would be, why aren't you here with me? I promised myself that I wasn't gonna cry recording this, but I might. Just a heads up. But as the love of my life, you already know that I cry very easily. I once cried because the vending machine at school took my money and didn't give me my snack, and it was a very small snack, let me tell you. It was like I had been fine up until then. But having that shit ass vending machine withhold my overpriced trail mix, it still stinks. I'm not gonna cry about that. But I needed something to veer off into to get the tears under control. And as the love of my life, you know that that's something that I do. Because, yeah. Because emotions are scary, and I don't like crying too much. I've been crying a lot lately. And it has nothing to do with you. It's just, holidays are hard for me. I know I'm the queen of Christmas, but I don't know. Kind of feels like, I don't know what it feels like. I can't explain it. I just keep thinking about you, about your laugh, your smile. I keep thinking about how I'm gonna fuck this up. Eventually, you'll come. As all loves of lives do, and I'm gonna fuck it up somehow. I am, because that's what I do. I'm not very good at loving. And I say that with a soft chuckle because it's something I don't want to admit. Because I've hurt so many people that I love. Because I didn't have the courage to own up to my mistakes. Because I am a prideful asshole. And sometimes I would rather choke on my pride and apologize. I'm stubborn. And my sibling told me this a while back, and they're right. I have a lot of big emotions. And most of the time, that's not a good thing. The thing about having big emotions is that they wear you out quickly. And that's energy that could be better suited towards, introspection and personal growth. Yeah, I'm just talking to you because it's 2 days. It's 2 days. It's 2 days from Christmas. Almost right. I don't know how to fucking count anymore. It's close to Christmas. As the love of my life, I hope that you get used to the cars in the background of everything I send you. I can't even remember what I was saying. Shit. Yeah. This holiday season's harder than I thought it would be. And it's pissing me off. Here's another big emotion. I am pissed off that I'm so sad that I can't be holly and jolly. All I can do is cry. Who sings that song? Is it Etta James? Yeah. All I can do is cry. Cry, cry. And it gets annoying after a while. But this is what I get for just shoving everything down. And so that leads me back to you, the love of my life. My son, my heart, my soul. I'm very scared to love you. Oh God, the tears are coming. I don't know if I'm gonna stop them. Terrified to my core. I am so scared of loving you. I am. Because it's not that I'm a shitty person. Because I'm not. Well, that's what I like to tell myself. And there are definitely people that will disagree with me, and that is their opinion, and they are welcome to it. But I think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread and since rock and roll. Not white man rock and roll, like legit rock and roll. Let's be real here. And that was a cheap shot at Elvis. I'm just so bad at loving. Because, as the love of my life, you know this, I haven't had the greatest examples when it comes to love. The first person I loved abused me. They abused me. They gaslit me. They cheated on me. And then they had the audacity to lie to my face about it. I was 16. I was 16 and I would have set myself on fire just to watch him smile. I was 16. I was broken. And all I wanted was for somebody to love me like I loved them. And I'd like to say that I've gotten better. Progress is slow. And I'm still hurting people I love. God. I am a flawed person. I wish I was perfect, but life wouldn't be fun if I was, huh? I'm just so scared to love you. You are the most beautiful being in the galaxy. You're human, you're flawed, you're like me, I get that. Oh God, you're never gonna understand what I really think of you. You're never gonna really accept that, and I get that. You're like a star. You're just this star that lights up my dark sky of a heart. That's a good one. I'm gonna try to remember that. Write you a song. You're a star, and the stars, they don't last forever, but it's close, right? Really close. Well, to humans anyways. Isn't it funny how humans can make even a star's lifespan seem so inconsequential? Only a few thousand years old. A few hundred thousand. A few million. Isn't it funny? And I do that too. Make my mistakes consequential. I don't try to fix them, I just, you know, that shitty whiteout, that's not really whiteout, but it's in like tape form, I guess. Yeah, that's what I do with my mistakes. I use whiteout on them, not even good whiteout, mind you. And I move on. Like an in-class final exam, I white out and I move on. And I don't think I can do that anymore. I shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. I think I'm not ready, I'll never be ready. But I feel like it's time that I go over all my mistakes and I apologize. And I try to fix them as best I can. And if I can't, oh God, if I can't, it'll break my heart, it will. Very few things in this world that can break my heart. Scarred and malformed as it is. Very few things can break my heart. Can break me. But there are just some mistakes that can't be forgiven. That won't be forgiven. And I'll have to live with that. And I can only hope that in the next life I'll get the chance to do it better. And this all leads back to you. I am so terrified to love you. I need you to understand that, my love. I am. I am scared shitless. Absolutely. My blood runs cold. My heart races. I'm terrified. I love you. Because I am terrified that I will fuck it up like I always do. I do. I have a track record with these things. I'm terrified. And I want you to know that I'm gonna love you anyways. Forever. Always. To the moon and back. I'm gonna love you. And I'm gonna try. God, no, I'm going to be somebody that doesn't hurt you. I'm gonna be somebody that you deserve. If you're listening, know that I'm terrified. But I'm ready. Where are you, my love? Are you okay? Are you thinking about me too? If you just said yes to any one of those questions, it would make the rest of my very short year. I don't even know you and I miss you. Feels like there's a hole in my heart. Shaped like you. So, to the love of my life, wherever you are, wherever you've been, I will go. I will follow. For all eternity. I love you. I love you. I love you. I miss you so much. I hope I dream of you. I do. Merry Christmas, my love.